Hi guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Grow As You Go podcast. This is your host, Michaela Deal. As a girl in her 20s, I know exactly what it's like to be feeling lost, confused, a little bit like you have so much to figure out still, because you probably do, but I'm just here to reassure you that that's totally normal. And whatever stage of life that you're in, if you're feeling any type of way, I'm always here to remind you that you are not alone in that and just ultimately be someone that you can look at as a friend. Health and wellness, fitness, dating, life, advice, self-help, all the things, anything at all that I am noticing in my life that is coming up and can maybe help someone else, we always will go deeper into. If there's ever anything you guys want to hear more of, please comment, read the podcast, and let me know how much you enjoy it. I love you. If you're ready to grow with me, let's get into today's episode. New episodes are every Monday at 5 a.m. Hi guys, I hope you've had a great start to your week. What we're going to get into today is all about managing stress. This episode has been requested from a long time ago, and I've been kind of going through a list of things that you guys have wanted to hear on here, and I was just like, you know what, this sounds pretty on brand for me, because I have been so stressed. That's been something I've actively been working on, reducing my stress levels and trying to just like eliminate stress in my life since like last July, if not longer, you know. And I think like the first thing that it comes down to is figuring out, what is like triggering your stress? Is it your job? Is it working a job that you don't like? Is it finances? Do you feel like you don't have enough money? And are you like always stressed out about money? You know what I'm saying? Because that can be very, very, very stressful. Is it around a relationship that you might have in your life, like a romantic relationship or maybe a toxic friendship, or just like you've been having issues with a friend? Maybe you haven't had enough time to catch up with a friend and it's been stressing you out and you feel like you're kind of far away from them and you need to connect again. Like there's so many different things that can cause stress, right? Maybe you just haven't been giving yourself like any time to recoup and you've been trying to like fill up other people's cups when your cup is empty. And that is such a common theme. I think we can all say that we've been there and that's never gonna work out. So I'm gonna break down for you guys today like a bunch of different ways that I personally manage stress and what things I've been doing that have helped my life and helped my stress levels for sure. Before we get fully into it, I just want to say that whenever I was really at the point of like maximum stress, right? Last year, I ended up in the hospital, like basically like in urgent care when I was supposed to be at work. I couldn't be at work because my body was freaking out and I didn't know what was going on. Like my blood pressure was through the roof. It was affecting that. And I didn't even know I was stressed. And I think that's why stress is such a weird, awful thing, because we don't think that we're actually that stressed, because you really can't tell when you're stressed. It's not like your heart is beating out of your chest. There's not like a super obvious thing where you're like, oh, I'm stressed. You know what I mean? It's kind of like blood pressure, and it definitely is connected to your blood pressure, but they say blood pressure is a silent killer and so is stress. Like there's really not a way for you to know unless you're really checking in and really noticing things within yourself. And you can tell when your mind's racing or when your thoughts are racing or if it's affecting your mental health for sure. So like, but sometimes maybe if you're used to maybe poor mental health or your thoughts racing, it's gonna be hard to tell like if you're stressed or if you're just having a day where your thoughts won't chill. You know what I'm saying? So I think after ending up in the hospital for that, I really, really freaked me out obviously. And it put a lot into perspective for me on like, okay, what's going on here? Because clearly there's so many things that I need to like look inward and figure out what can I do about these things. And that's what I want to urge you to do, because depending on what your stress factor is or like what's causing the stress in your life, the first question you want to ask yourself, am I able to do anything about this? Are you working at a job that you hate so badly and you've hated it for years? Is there anything that you can do? Maybe that's working less days a week while you look for another job, or working less days so that you can pursue maybe a dream that you have and start putting energy into that. I know it's not always that easy. I know there's oftentimes so many factors with money that hold you back from actually doing those things, because maybe you feel like you can't afford to step away. There's so many things and there's always going to be an excuse. That's what I'm going to tell you. So let's say the job sucks and you really don't like the job and the job has been negatively impacting your mental health and your stress and your relationships and so many different things. All right, we need to prioritize figuring out an option to get out of that, because you're the only one that can control that at the end of the day. So if you don't do anything to get out of it, it's just going to be a problem whenever you realize you have to do something about it. Like it's not going to go away unless you come up with a solution, right? So for me, that was kind of something that I was experiencing, where I was working like back in the day, 5 days a week dental hygiene. And then I went down to 4 and I realized it was really negatively impacting my mental health and life. And then I went back to 3 And then I realized, you know what? I can figure out ways to make money other ways, and I will go down to 2. And I will have a day in between my dental hygiene days. That way I kind of feel like I'm filling up my cup and doing other things. And I don't feel like my life is just solely revolving around a job that isn't necessarily what I want to be doing with the rest of my life. I'm very grateful for my job, but it's just not the only thing that I see myself doing. And it definitely impacts my stress and all of that. So me working 2 days a week with a day in between was how I helped to implement a more chill, relaxed vibe, a better mindset around going to work, a better perspective around being there. It helped me to appreciate my job more. So if you're able to do anything like that, you know, if it's a friendship or a relationship, definitely have a conversation or try to plan, okay, how am I gonna fix this issue that I'm having? Maybe you're not getting to spend enough time with someone, making sure you have time to spend with them. Maybe you don't have a minute for yourself. You gotta give yourself time. You gotta make sure that you're giving yourself alone time to like refill your cup and making sure that you are doing okay. Because you can't just never give yourself a minute and be constantly trying to pour into others, because that's just gonna leave you feeling so empty at the end of the day and you're not gonna be able to show up your best. If it's finances, okay, how can we get better with our finances? Instead of maybe never checking our bank account and not really being responsible with our money and not really having any type of budgeting in place or a savings or anything like that, all of those things are going to negatively impact the way that you look at money and your relationship with money. So we really have to sit and think, how can I fix this so that in the future, I'm not in this position again? Because wherever you're at, and if you are in a position with money and where it's been stressing you out, I can absolutely say that I've been there. And it's something that I'm working on all the time. It's just like the way that I view money. And it can be even down to just the way that you were raised and the way that your parents handled money and finances. And if you grew up with a lot of money or if you grew up poor, you know, this was definitely something that I had to get good at. So what I would recommend if money is something that you get stressed, you don't check your bank account, all those things, make sure that you are checking your bank account at least like every other day and finding a time to do that, whether it's first thing in the morning. Make it a part of your everyday routine, because the more you do it, the less stressful it's going to be. And if we're not looking at a problem, it's not getting better. Like you not looking at it, it might be like making you feel better today, but it's gonna make you so stressed out and it's going to make that problem so much bigger by the time you go back to it. You really need to get better at doing that, okay? Because by ignoring that problem, it's just gonna stay there and it's gonna get worse. And I can say that if you have money or if you have debt, that debt's not gonna go away either unless you come up with a plan on how you're gonna fix it and how you're gonna pay it off. So I totally understand what that feels like, because this was a huge part of my stress and just like I felt like I kind of dug myself in holes. I didn't know what to do. So what I would highly, highly recommend is getting responsible with your money. Listen to podcasts, read books, educate yourself on how to get better with your money. Also, before any of that even, just get on Google spreadsheets and create a spreadsheet so that you know where all of your money is going. Like, what are your monthly expenses? How much is every single bill that you have? What date does it come out? What card is it coming off of? You need to know these things, because by you not knowing, it could be getting added to a credit card. It doesn't need to be on a credit card, you know what I mean? So by not looking at things, it could be making your problems so much bigger. So definitely like having a spreadsheet, and then also knowing, keeping track of all the money that comes in every single month as well, so you know how much money you're making, all the different streams of income that you have. It will help you also know, wow, I made so much money in January. That's awesome. You know what I mean? You can celebrate your wins that way and also be so much more responsible with where that money is going. If you're not knowing how much is coming in, you don't really understand it or actually realize, wow, like I made so much. Like you might just think, oh, I don't know how much I made, but it's going, because like you have all your bills set up on auto pay maybe. So everything's just going somewhere that you never actually realize how much that you're making. It's so good for you. Like, knowledge is key. Once you know things, you are unstoppable. And this goes in every single aspect of your life. So by you not looking and not paying attention, you are putting yourself at a disadvantage of how to actually overcome that thing. When the more that we educate ourselves and the more that we know, nothing's as scary. If I know my bills and I know when it comes out, I know I must have these things paid by this date. And then that helps you not have late fees. That helps you make sure, okay, cool, I need to be paying off this much of my debt every single month for me to feel good. Like, a huge aspect of my stress personally came from money and came from the fact that I allowed myself to get put in debt on certain things that I could have been way more responsible with if I would have just been paying attention. And you might not have people to educate you on those things in your life. And I can say that that's something that I had to learn, kind of for myself. And I had to learn from putting myself in shitty situations, oh, this is how I'm going to get myself out of this. So it's never a fun time to be dealing with anything like that at all. But it's life, you know, life. It's life, unfortunately. It definitely, like, shapes you and you learn things that maybe you wish you didn't have to learn, but like you did, and you're going to be so much better for that now. So I definitely recommend just getting responsible in like every single aspect of your life with things. You are the creator of your own life, you know, at the end of the day. You are the person that has to get up in the morning and you have to like get moving, even if it feels hard, like even if it sucks, even if you're dealing with mental health, like you are the person, unfortunately, that has to start making the moves. Obviously, depending on what your faith is, like I don't believe that I do everything on my own. I think that God helps me and gives me the strength to do things and like each and every day. But you essentially, like, as much as God's going to be there for you or whatever you believe in, you have to get up and you need to be making the moves to actually put those plans into action and like put the effort and the work in. Because if you're not going to put the work in, how can you expect the future and the reality that you want to actually come in? It all starts with the work that you do, the effort that you do, the habits that you have, and the ways that you choose to deal with problems. And are we going to problem solve, or are we going to just like act like there's no issue and be completely avoidant? And then, yeah, I wouldn't suggest that. I'm going to be honest. I would not suggest that. It's going to make your stress so bad. So I just wanted to preface with that a little bit, just to give you guys a background that like, these are all the things that stress can be coming from. And if we can fix it, we definitely, like, first plan of action is obviously coming up with a plan and figuring out what we're going to do, looking for other jobs, maybe trying to figure out how we can control the issues in our life at the moment to the best of our capability and control. Because at the end of the day, you can only control so much, but like you can control a lot of it by how much you choose to put into something. Where your focus goes, energy flows. So if you allow your focus to constantly go into like fight or flight mode and just your problems, and allow your problems to not actually get you moving, which I've been there, it can make you freeze at times and make you feel like everything's too overwhelming and you don't want to deal with it at all. So you just watch TV instead. If we continue to do that, you're going to see that manifest in your life. Like if we're ignoring things, the problems aren't going away, like I've already said, but where your focus goes. So let's say if you start problem solving and you start putting in even just a little bit of effort into getting better with money, you're going to see that you're saving more. You're going to be able to pay off your debt. Like you're going to see you completely change the cycle that you've been in. It's going to be the most rewarding thing ever. Getting an Oura ring has absolutely been like life-changing for me and my stress levels, actually, because I knew that like I was a little bit stressed, but like after I got my Oura ring, which was last June, I got my Oura ring not for stress or anything like that. I actually didn't even have that feature on my Oura ring when I first got it. It was mainly for like tracking my cycle naturally and fitness tracking, sleep tracking, readiness score, all those really cool things that come with the Oura ring. But they started sharing like your stress levels at the end of 2023. And I'm not even kidding you. It was wild, wild for me to like look at my stress. And I'm gonna tell you guys right now, it's crazy, because whenever I went home for Christmas, there were some days where, granted, I was like sick as well. Like I was sick and I was socializing. My stress levels some days were 8 hours, 8 to 9 hours, just from being home for Christmas and like talking to people. And in those moments, I didn't even feel like I was stressed, but my body felt otherwise. My body was really stressed out about it. You know, so it's just crazy because you don't even realize how stressed you can be. So obviously, like I said, I've had really, really stressful days. Like I think I've had an 11-hour day, possibly a 14-hour day, I think once, which is so like wild. So like, yeah, it affects you so much, because if you're stressed, it's affecting every single part of your body. It's affecting your workouts. It's affecting your thoughts every single day. It's affecting your immune system, probably. It's affecting your gut health, you know? And so much that I'm trying to like currently learn at the moment is like, I want to fix my gut health and figure it out, but I know it all comes down a lot to like what you eat. And I do eat takeout. Like I love takeout. It's like my kryptonite. Okay. So the more takeout I eat, the more likely my gut, it's harder for my gut to just be like super healthy, I feel like. But the point is, they say like follow your gut, right? Or like you have that gut instinct. Sometimes like every single thing that you take in and you eat, it genuinely is affecting your gut, and it's affecting just overall your anxiety, things like that. It's just like crazy and wild how like connected every single thing is. So I'm really trying to currently figure out like gut health, and I am going to start like really focusing on that here soon. So stay tuned for that journey. But I feel like my gut's pretty healthy, but at the same time, I feel like I could be so much better. And I think that I would notice a huge change in like mental health and also your skin. This is like, I'm not trying to get on a tangent on this, but like every single thing that you eat comes out in some way. You know what I mean? With your, it can affect your skin. It can make you break out. So everything's just so important to be mindful of. Obviously, I'm not saying stop eating takeout. Like, I'm not going to stop eating takeout altogether, but limiting things, like everything in moderation and not just, I don't know, like my kryptonite is Wingstop and Chipotle. And I know I don't need to be eating them that often. And I need to be just like fueling my body with more fruits and, you know what I mean? More vegetables or like a different variety of vegetables. And all of those things honestly will just overall help your body. You get what I'm saying. I just kind of went on a tangent there, but basically, like, for instance, it's crazy. So taking a look at March, this is a week in March. On Monday, I was stressed for 2 hours and 15 minutes. And it shows you the time that you were stressed and like, I can know, oh, I was working, you know what I mean, at this point. And I do get stressed. Like, I notice a pattern when I'm at dental hygiene working, I'm very stressed. When I go to the gym, my body is stressed. When I go out and about, if I'm drinking, my stress levels are higher. And it's not even because I'm having like a really stressful time, but you can just, your body's instantly kind of stressed under situations that you're drinking alcohol or whenever you're talking to people. Probably some people more than others, but I've definitely noticed this myself. So taking a look at that though, so I was a day that I wasn't working dental hygiene. I was stressed for 1 hour and 45 minutes, and it was when I went to the gym. And then the next day I was stressed for 4 hours and 15 minutes, and this was whenever I was working dental hygiene. And then I was stressed again. I feel like I worked dental hygiene this day too. I was stressed for 4 hours and 30 minutes. Then a Friday I was stressed for 45 minutes. And I think I was getting sick here or something. And then mainly, like, I have extremely low stress levels on days where I don't do anything. But like whenever I'm out and about and being social, I will have higher stress levels and things like that. So having an Oura Ring, I've really loved. It's been game changing for me. I always recommend them to literally everybody. If people see me wearing an Oura Ring, they're like, oh my gosh. This episode is not sponsored by Oura Ring in any way. But if they see me wearing an Oura Ring, they're like, oh my God, do you love your Oura Ring? And I'm like, I'm obsessed with my Oura Ring. Like, it's my favorite thing ever. I love it so much. So, but having that has really helped me know, okay, this is when I get stressed, and I'm working on managing my stress levels in those situations and kind of getting better with that. But it's cool because it gives me like an actual representation to be like, oh, I know for a fact my body was stressed here because it's showing me, which is so crazy. But basically, we're going to get into a couple different ways that I manage my stress levels outside of everything that I've already talked to you guys about. These are things that you can do in your everyday. These are things that I personally do in my like everyday and things that help me. So I highly, highly recommend all of these. Maybe you're someone with anxiety. So if that's the case, which I feel like all of us have anxiety to like some point, whether you know it or you don't, like it's normal to have a little bit of anxiety. Breathwork is number one. Breathwork has changed my life. So after I ended up in the hospital last July, they told me like my blood pressure was high, and I was like, okay, like sure. But like at the same time, I don't think that's something that happens regularly. You know what I'm saying? I genuinely don't feel like it does. I was under a lot of like, I think stress at that time. And also I was getting off birth control, which really was affecting my body. I got off ADHD medication because like I didn't personally feel like I needed to be on it or that it was helping me. I thought it was kind of making things worse for me. So when I got off both of those, I really think it started to affect my body. But I started doing breath work instead of taking propranolol. They prescribed me propranolol, which is a blood pressure medication and also for anxiety, which I did need to take for a few days after getting out of the hospital because my body was unwell. I don't even know what was going on. I genuinely can't tell you, but I wasn't healthy. Like my friends were like, you just were not healthy then. Like you weren't yourself in those moments. And I wasn't. Like I was trying my best, but I was so all over the place, dude. So the propranolol and medication in general, this is not to say don't take medication. If you need it, 100% take it. Propranolol for me was really helpful. While I was on that trip, I took it a few times, but I knew this is not something that I want to be taking all the time. If I knew for some reason that I felt called to just like be able to handle this without medication, I didn't want to have to be taking medication. I wanted to heal it from like the inside and really work on that. So for me, I started doing breath work, and breath work totally changed my life for sure. I start my mornings off every single day with breath work. That's the first thing that I do when I open my eyes. I do 10 minutes of breath work, and it's just me breathing in and breathing out. And I follow a thing on YouTube. It's Wim Hof, and I will have that linked below if you want to try it. But you breathe in and you breathe out for 30 times, and then you hold your breath for 30 minutes at the end. And then you do like the second cycle of it. You breathe in and out again for 30 times, hold your breath for a minute, and then breathe in and out for 30 times again. And then you hold your breath for a minute and a half. There's two different like options on there. There's one that's a little bit more advanced, but for me, it is still hard to hold my breath because it just is. Like, it genuinely just is. It's a mind thing. Like, if you can shut your mind off, you can hold your breath, but sometimes your mind really wants to like tell you that you can't hold your breath, but you totally can. So it really just depends, but I'll have both of those linked below. I noticed after doing breath work, I didn't feel the need. I felt okay. I felt like I was able to calm myself down. Your breath, like every single thing in your body is connected to your breath. Like at the gym, if I'm ever anxious and I feel like I'm stressed out, I'm like, girl, you're not breathing right now. Like, you're not breathing properly. Like, your body's in fight or flight mode at the moment because you're not breathing and you're doing like heavy lifting, you know? So that's something that I'm genuinely working on, like with my breathing at the gym still. I've been working on that for a few years and I'm getting better at it, but some days it's harder to breathe than others. And it could be kind of correlated to stress or problems in your life that you're having or anything like that. So ever since I started doing breath work, I have not missed really any days unless there's been like very few days I've missed. And I've been doing that since September of last year, at least. The next thing that has completely changed like my stress levels and definitely helps with any type of stress in my life is connecting to my faith and reading the Bible. And this isn't going to be the same for everyone, and I'm not trying to push any type of belief on anybody here, but I'm always going to share my own personal experience and what helps me, and God is a huge part in that. So for me, reading my Bible, I started that habit. When did I start that? Last year, I think, like the end of last year, maybe early this year. So I started reading the Bible, and I do that right after I do my breath work in the morning. So I'll wake up and after I shut off my alarms, I'll do breath work as I'm like kind of laying down still. And then I will sit up and turn on my lamp and read a chapter of the Bible. I have episodes about like my own personal like relationship with God and like connecting to my faith and how that's changed my life. Like recently-ish, like you can go listen to those episodes if you want to know more about that. But like reading the Bible and just like spending time with him and also praying, like I genuinely, like whenever you're trying to control everything yourself, that is when you're going to be so stressed out. You're going to be the most stressed. And I was trying to do everything on my own for like a year and a half, if not longer. I had a relationship with God, but I just felt like I got really far away from it where I wasn't prioritizing prayer or I wasn't prioritizing it in the way that I should and the way that I know for a fact like has helped my life in the past. And so for me, it's literally just letting go and letting God. I can't control anything at the end of the day except the effort that I put in and showing up and how much effort and how much I do every single day. That's all I can control and what I put my energy into. But I can't control the outcome of anything. I can't control if somebody wants to talk to me or if somebody wants to offer me a job or if I'm going to get this offer or if I'm not going to get this offer. Like, I can't control those things. So what is the point in me sitting here stressing out, thinking about, oh my gosh, like, how can I do? Like, let it go and let him figure it out for you. Like, everything's working out for you. It's not against you. And whatever's meant to happen is going to happen. I promise you that. So I was in a really like dark spot for sure last year, last summer-ish. And I really was stressed about a million different things, money, so many things. And I felt like it was all on me to figure it out. And I wasn't asking God, how can you help me with my finances? Like, how can you help me figure this out? I was trying to figure out everything on my own. The second that I let go of that and I stopped stressing it, he brought in every single thing for me that I needed in that moment. And he provided ways for me to make income. He provided all the knowledge for me to get better at managing my money and everything. So it's just crazy. He's brought in amazing opportunities for me to pay off things I need to pay off very quickly. And in a way that I know for a fact, like it is totally God driven and like he is totally controlling every single part of that for me. And all my trust is in him at the end of the day, down to everything in my life. Whatever happens, he is going to show me how to get through it. And it's not on me to figure out what I'm going to do. It's on him to show me kind of the way. So that personally for me is a huge, huge, huge part of like my stress levels and managing my stress. Because if you're trying to do everything yourself, you're gonna fail. Not to say you can't do things yourself, because you absolutely can, but doing them with his help is so much easier and so much better, and it actually fulfills you and it makes you feel great. Stress is always going to be there, but relying on him instead of yourself definitely takes off tons of the burden from you. Cause like you genuinely have no say on how anything's gonna work out in your life at the end of the day. So let it go, let it go, let it go. And don't allow yourself to focus on it for longer than you need to. And don't, like, you're allowed to be upset about things and like be down about it, but being upset with zero action isn't, like, we need to learn how to like get out of it too. I don't want you to stay in a really dark place for too long and feel like you're helpless there, because I promise you there's a way to get out of it. Next one, daily walks. Like, me and walks, best friends, okay? We get along very well. I've been going on daily walks for years. I always walk my dog, but I've been doing walks 2 times a day. I don't remember when I started that, if it was at the end of last year or this year, but doing a walk in the morning and then a walk at night. I love my walks more than anything. It's a time for me to just connect to my body, be with my dog, do something great for him, do something great for me. But moving your body in general, like walks, I don't know. Anytime I'm stressed, anytime I need to figure something out, anytime I just need to kind of like, I feel like I'm stressed and paralyzed and I don't know what to do next. Like, that is what helps me most, is just putting in my AirPods and going for a walk. And I'll go for about at least 1 mile to 2 miles for each walk. And it feels so good. Like, I just love it. It's my backbone, genuinely. Me and my walks, I cannot recommend that more. I personally like to listen to a podcast while I'm walking, or sometimes I'll call people, but my walks are really therapeutic for me at this point. Like, they really are. So I'll either pray or I'll listen to a podcast. I listen to so many different podcasts, so there's always something to listen to. And I'll just like think about things and I'll learn while I'm walking, and it just helps me to reflect on stuff. So I've really been getting down with a ton of different podcasts, but I really have been listening to like faith-based podcasts on my walks. Next thing I would recommend is moving your body, just exercising a couple times a week, and just having like a routine that you can rely on and depend on yourself to do, because that stress, if we don't move, it stays in our body. So the more that we move, it genuinely helps you to release it. And whenever you work out, you release endorphins that are like, that help you to release pain. So from Google, just to back this up, I learned that, and I connected that whenever I took my personal training through NASM. And I was like, wow, that's actually crazy. Because I always knew that people were like, oh, endorphins like make you feel better, but like they actually are helping you to not feel pain. And so endorphin comes from the words endogenous, which means within the body, and morphine, an opiate pain reliever. Put together, that means endorphins are natural pain relievers. They are feel-good chemicals because they make you feel better and put you in a positive state of mind. And then another person asked, what do endorphins do to pain? Endorphins act to alter pain appreciation at many levels within the central nervous system, including spinal cord, midbrain, thalamus, and cortex. So lastly, endorphins are neuropeptides or chemical signals in the brain that block the perception of pain. You can't really feel pain whenever you're getting endorphins. Like, it actually makes you feel better. It's not just like saying that. It's not just a figure of speech. It's science. So moving your body and finding a way to do that, something that you enjoy, whether it's working out in the gym with weights, whether it's yoga, whether it's Pilates, whether it's running, whatever it is for you, just find something that makes you feel good and something that you can actually stick with, and try to do that for, like, depending on your goals and where you're at the moment, like maybe a small goal would be perfect. Try to do it 2 times a week. But personally, I would recommend doing it at least like 4 to 5 times a week. I move my body every single day with my walks that I already mentioned, but I will go to the gym 4 to 5 times a week, mainly 4, because I actually do my fifth day with my other upper body days. So I just have longer upper body days. So whatever works for you, but I do have gym guides that I've always told you guys about. They're gonna be linked below. So if you're looking for maybe getting in the motion of like getting something started, but you don't know where to start with like a workout plan, I have gym guides, and I also have guides that you can do at home that are just requiring dumbbells. So if you're looking for something to do in the gym or out of the gym, I have like a whole thing for you that if you buy it, like you have it forever, and it's a digital download. It has like meal ideas in there. It breaks every single thing down for you and has everything explained with pictures, and you get access to videos as well. So as a lot of you guys know, I'm doing a trip to Costa Rica literally so soon. It's gonna be August 14th to the 19th. I have all the details on the trip for you guys, and it is now live if you would like to book to go with me. I would literally love nothing more than to travel with you guys. I have a breakdown below if you're interested in checking it out and checking out the trip. If you click that link below, you will see a breakdown of the entire trip, where we're going. There's two different locations, the activities that we have. One will be a waterfall and a like snorkeling tour. And then optional activities are a surf lesson and zip lining, which I am so down to do and I cannot wait to do. But we need 8 people to book for the trip. So if you're interested in coming on this trip, 8 people minimum are required for the trip to go live. We already have people that have booked and I'm taking my sister with me. So I would love nothing more than to go with you guys and just get to hang out. But up to 20 people can come on the trip. So we have room. So if you want to bring like maybe your spouse, your boyfriend, your best friend, your sister, whatever, if you're looking to bring someone too, they are more than welcome to come and we can go explore Costa Rica together for the first time. So I'm so excited. So if you want to read more about it, just click the link below. It tells you the pricing and everything, but when it comes to pricing, you are only required to put 25% down and then just the rest is due 90 days before the trip. But if you're interested in actually doing like payment plans or something, you have options to do payment plans through Affirm, and you can finance it 6 months, 12 months, or like 18 months, I think, in terms of your payment plan. So if you are looking to go, but you're maybe not at the place to do it at the moment and you want to be able to finance the trip, there is totally options to do so. But I hope that you travel with me. And if you guys have any questions, as always, just message me. This next one is huge if you're trying to eliminate stress levels. Okay. And I know this is going to be a really hard one for a lot of us because this is one that I still struggle with at times, but not letting things pile up, just tackling them as soon as you have time to do so. So like not procrastinating. If you have a lot of things you need to get done, you not doing them is not going to make you feel better. It might make you feel better for a second or like maybe like an hour or two, but like it's just going to be something that you're going to have to do at some point. So really making sure that the things that you need to get done, you are showing up and you're getting done and you're staying disciplined with those, and creating a to-do list is huge. That's the best way that I've been able to stay on track with my goals. So every single morning or night before I go to bed, I will create a to-do list for the next day, whether it's in my phone, whether it's on a planner, whatever is convenient. I will make sure that I take time to write down things that I really need to get done. And honestly, the best way to eliminate this even being something that you have to do every single night is like, let's say on Sundays, plan out your week, know the things that you need to get done that day and really just try to plan them that way can be really helpful. But sometimes for me, it's helpful to have like a to-do list that I make that day. And then anything that let's say I don't get to that day for some reason, I can just move it to the next day if it's not a priority. With my to-do list, I will prioritize them as well. So I will have at least like 3 or 4 things that must be done that day or things that will make me feel kind of like shit if I don't get done. That way, if I don't get done anything other than those 4 things, it's still a good productive day in my book because I did put all my energy and time in to get the four or three main things I really needed to do. You know what I'm saying? And then anything else, it's not as important. I can move over to the next day or whatever. But anything you must get done, just have it on a to-do list because if it is not written down, to rely on your mind to remember it is not a good habit and it's not a good way of going about it. And that way you can make sure that you're not accidentally procrastinating things that you could have gotten done. You know what I'm saying? So do what you gotta do to make sure that you're showing up for yourself to get the things done that you need to do. And I know sometimes procrastination can be so hard. So if you're at a point where you feel like you're just freezing and you don't know what to do, just start somewhere. Even if it's just tidying up your desk, making sure your place is nice and clean and tidy, especially in your workspace, is gonna make you feel so much more motivated to actually sit down and do things, as opposed to having a super messy desk. You're gonna be like, oh my God, like it's just, no one wants to sit down somewhere that is messy. Like they always say that like a messy house is a representation of what your mind is like. So by keeping your house nice and tidy too, it really just helps you show up as your best self every single day to get as much done as you can and just be super motivated. And if you find yourself struggling with motivation or anything, I do have podcast episodes on a lot of these things that we're talking about broken down more into like specifics. So if you're looking and you're struggling to find motivation, I definitely have a podcast. I think it's episode 2, but 100% to-do lists have changed my life. The next thing is taking magnesium at night. So magnesium is known to help just chill you out, calm you down, and also help promote a like restful sleep, but also helps to minimize stress. I've taken a few different types of magnesium. Magnesium glycinate or glycinate, however you say it, I think it's glycinate, is very, very, very good. I've also taken advanced magnesium formula from JS Health. It had magnesium glycinate, magnesium citrate, and a different magnesium too. There's also sucrosomial, which I think is how you say it. magnesium from Legion Athletics that I have been taking. All of them definitely help promote a really, really good night's sleep. I can tell you that for sure, but definitely helps to chill you out as well. And just do some research on it if you're interested, but I could not recommend magnesium more if you were someone who is very stressed out. And I looked up on Google just to give you benefits of magnesium glycinate. Particularly, it helps with heart health, sleep, premenstrual syndrome, better digestion, energy, improved mood, sleep, relaxation, pressure, bone health, migraines, blood sugar balance, anxiety, muscle relaxation, and depression. So very, 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 very great for you to take. I could not recommend taking magnesium glycinate more. I will have a link below for magnesium as well. I'm not a doctor or anything. I'm just sharing what works for me, but I've done a lot of research on this. So feel free to ask your doctor before you start taking it if it would be a good fit for you. But unless you have like medical issues, I think that you'd be perfectly fine. Even if you do have medical issues or something, I don't see an issue coming from taking that because it's just a health supplement. Next one is really important. We kind of already touched on this in the beginning, but knowing my triggers and actively working on them. And also just knowing that like some stress is normal. Like you're gonna have some stress in your life. Like that's extremely normal. You just don't want it to be excessive or problematic. So for me, being able to know, okay, like these are the things that do trigger stress for me. And these are the like locations, areas, places in my life that I notice I do get most stressed. How can I work on that? And like, maybe it's something from childhood that's made you that way. Like, how can we like change this pattern? And sometimes that requires therapy. If you have triggers and things that you need to work on or things that you know that like have happened to you in your life, or just anyone in the world can benefit from therapy, but especially if you know that you have triggers and things that might be holding you back, it never hurts to like work through things with a therapist. I do have an episode all about like how to find the right therapist and everything too. So if you want to check that out, I break down all that for you. Limiting alcohol has been game changing for me and my stress, just because in general, it's just not good for your body to be like drinking excessively. And not to say that I don't drink at all. Like I did just go out this past week, but I really only am drinking for special occasions, whether it's a going out night, just cause like there's me and my friend will go out like once a month just to like go have fun, explore, whatever. Or if we're at like a concert, or if we're celebrating someone's birthday, weddings, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. Like, but it's not something that I try to do often because one, I hate being hungover, but whenever I drink, I notice my stress levels do spike on my Oura Ring for sure. But I'm just personally at the point in my life where me drinking affects my productivity and my motivation, and it basically ruins an entire next day for me. So I'm not really interested in feeling that way. So I try to limit it as much as possible. And even when I do drink, or if I know I'm going to drink, I take like hangover hydration before, after. I drink so much water while I'm out to help prevent feeling like crap the next day. So I've definitely gotten better at like managing my hangovers, but I still am so lazy. And like, I feel like I'm kind of worthless, to be honest with you, a day after drinking. So I personally just don't really have a place in my life for it anymore. It's very rare. And I don't love doing it. It doesn't hit the way that it used to. You know what I mean? I feel like I used to have a more of an unhealthy relationship with alcohol, where it was just doing it because everyone else did it, or because I had social anxiety, you know what I mean? Or things like that when I was younger. So I've definitely worked on that a lot. But with me now today, limiting alcohol will only really bring benefits physically, mentally, all the things, especially when it comes to stress. I Googled just to give you guys like some actual like evidence here. It found that chronic drinking can increase cortisol levels in the body. Cortisol also gets produced when you're under stress. So it releases the stress hormone in the body. And then it says, however, chronic stress and alcohol can both increase the levels of cortisol in your body. While your body needs a certain amount of cortisol to function correctly, the increased levels of cortisol caused by stress and alcohol use can lead to damaging effects on your body. And let me just tell you some of them, because there's a little diagram here. And let's read it together. So the negative effects of stress: your brain, anxiety, depression, irritability, mood swings. Whenever we're looking at your skin, hair loss, dull skin, brittle nails, dry skin, acne, cardiovascular health, higher cholesterol, higher blood pressure, increased risk of a heart attack and stroke, digestive system, diarrhea, constipation, indigestion, and bloating, reproductive system, decreased hormone production, decreased libido, increased PMS symptoms. Whenever we're looking at your immune system, decreased immune function, increased risk of becoming ill, increased recovery time. Joints and muscles, it causes increased inflammation, tension, aches and pains, and muscle tightness. We all know that stress isn't fun, but those are actually things that can manifest in your body just from your stress levels being high. Also, listening to self-help podcasts has been so helpful for my life in so many different ways. It's helped any of my mental health issues that I've ever had. And it just helps to kind of give you a blueprint, a little bit of like, oh, this is advice that has helped someone else. Maybe it could positively impact me. And I think if you're here and you're listening to this podcast, you probably already like know that a little bit. But even if you haven't listened to other self-help podcasts, I couldn't recommend podcasts more. They've so positively changed my life. And like I said, I'll listen to them like when I'm on walks, all that stuff. But I'm going to tell you guys a couple different podcasts that I personally listen to every single week. Okay, Girls Gone Bible, Christ with Coffee on Ice. I just recently started listening to Happy and Healthy by Janine, but that is very, very new. Sad to Savage with Shelby Sacco, Girl Therapy, I really think is a good, like, entertaining one. Call Her Daddy, I listen to. Therapus. Some of these are like more entertaining than anything else, but like the Ed Milet podcast is everything to me. I love him. He's such a good one. Straight Up with Trent Shelton, Do the Work with Sabrina Zohar. And I just think it's so funny. Like, I genuinely think it's kind of hilarious. Ever since I've been just like, one, strengthening my relationship with God, I listen to so many like faith-based podcasts that are like actually so good. I love them. And those are two that I've mentioned: Girls Gone Bible, Christ with Coffee on Ice, Saved Not Soft, with Emmy is such a good one as well. And I just found two, Who Is She with Danielle Walter. I follow her on the internet. And also Always by Your Side by Gabriella. I've been finding so many, like, and like, not to like talk about this so much, but like, God literally is doing this on purpose. He's like, here, let me give you some like other ones to listen to. Cause like, I'm genuinely just learning so much, and it's been so helpful to just have those to listen to. For sure. They say you are the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with. You're also the sum of the five people that you listen to the most. So if you're listening to podcasts, you're going to see your life start to resemble those people's in positive ways. You know what I mean? Or negative ways, depending on what you listen to. But that's why I'm really particular with what I feed my brain with. And I just always want to better myself with listening to podcasts. Genuinely, they have changed my life, so I couldn't recommend any of them more. Also, For You from Eve is a really good one. And these last two kind of go hand in hand. One, making sure that you have time to spend with friends, and then also balancing that with scheduling alone time to just rest and recharge. Like, we all need to be spending time with the people that we love and care about, because that is so important. Like, we can do things on our own, sure, but like, we really do need to be spending time with other people and like going out and making memories and having experiences and just having fun hanging out with people. Like, that really is priceless at the end of the day. Other than that is a phone call, even like checking in on people back home. And maybe you don't live with, like, I personally live like really far away from my family. So whether it's just like calling people to catch up, or FaceTiming a friend, or scheduling a trip to go and see them, or going to the movies with your friend, like, you can do literally anything with your friend, just getting dinner, whatever it may be. But you can always make it fun by like doing a fun experience, or finding things that you guys like to do together. Maybe you like to do yoga. Maybe you like to work out. Like, making sure that you have that time to spend time with your friend and recharge and hang out and catch up and ask how they're doing. And then also, again, scheduling alone time for yourself and making sure that you have that. If you don't have any alone time and you're always with people, what are you running from? And I mean this in the nicest way possible. I think that, obviously, there's some people that are more extroverted than others, but you should not find it impossible to have alone time with yourself. And you should not want to run from that, because that alone time that you have is what, one, helps you get to know yourself. And also, you should enjoy that time that you get to spend with yourself. And if you don't currently, working on how to enjoy that time. But making sure you have alone time really, really, really just helps me so much. I personally live alone, but like, also scheduling time where I'm not working. Like, I actually have time to just sit and rest and like ask myself kind of like what my current goals are, and also just be like, watch a movie and like not be on your phone scrolling the whole time, and just allowing your brain to focus on one thing and enjoy that, and just cuddle your dog, whatever it is, like actually having time to just recharge and be alone and shut off from like your phone. Even like, we don't need to be on our phones constantly. Like, I'm on my phone too much. you know? So making sure that I have time away from the world a little bit is so, so important. So I really, really highly suggest, if that's not currently something that you're doing, definitely make sure that you are finding time to do that. Because again, circling back to the beginning of the episode, if you have an empty cup, you genuinely cannot fill anyone else's up. And if you're trying to pour from an empty cup to all these people and help people with their problems, whenever you don't even, you need help with yours, you know what I mean? You need to give yourself a minute to recharge. And everybody in your life would only want you to do that. And they would only want what's best for you, you know? So couldn't recommend any of these more. These are personally the things that I do to manage my stress and to really just check in with myself on a regular basis. But yeah, I hope that these helped. I hope that you guys really enjoyed this episode. I love you so, so, so much. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week, and I will see you next Monday.